Last week, we had an interview with a woman from Santa Ana, California, named Crystal. And Crystal is back today with part two of that interview. She is a victim of sexual assault. Sexual assault is an act in which one intentionally sexually touches another person without that person's consent, or coerces or physically forces a person to engage in a sexual act against their will. It is a form of sexual violence that includes child sexual abuse, groping, rape, forced sexual penetration, no matter how slight, drug-facilitated sexual assault, and the torture of the person in a sexual manner. So I want you to listen to what Crystal has to say in part two of her interview. She's an advocate for women who have been abused, battered, and violated against their will and drugged by men who, for some reason, they take advantage of women. Crystal was catfished and she was used as clickbait, and it turned into a sexual violation of her getting drugged and going to court and exposing her 17-year-old daughter to pornography, the act of sex that her mother was forced into. Listen to Crystal from Santa Ana, California. She's a strong Latino woman. She's powerful. This is Crystal.
Hey, I'm back. It's me. So there's more to my story. So I went to court. So unfortunately, because I had a restraining order and he had a restraining order, the first week I went for my restraining order, they found out he had a restraining order. So they wanted to do it in one case. So they made me come back the next week. So I did yesterday. And this time he had evidence, and his evidence was his brother, which I thought it was very interesting. The reason was because the first time we went to court, they asked him if he had any evidence or any witnesses. He said no. But after he seen my big file, because I had to show it to him, then he had his evidence and his brother. Keep in mind, I've only met the brother like twice. This guy doesn't know me, and he couldn't even keep up with the stories. The dates, the times, the only thing he got correct was they were together less than a year. My ex was saying we were together for 3 years, that I had just slept with him 2 days ago. Like, all these lies. But I know God is going to take care of him. I was so angry at the time. I didn't understand, like, why? Why would he lie? So the judge ended up saying, because we have criminal cases going on, the restraining order, they can take care of that there. So they denied both of our restraining orders, even though, like I said, I had my minor kid. That didn't count. It was irrelevant, I guess. That's according to Long Beach Court Department. So now I have to wait till Monday to talk to Santa Ana Police. But you know what? I'm going above that. Not only do I want to talk to the higher up, I'm even thinking of going to the mayor's office. We have to do something about it. We have to talk about this awareness, this abuse. Us as women, men, children, anybody, we have to talk about it. They have to learn. They have to do their job. Learn to listen. We're asking for help, you know? Other than that, at first I was depressed because of what's going on. But what kept me going was Kenny, your ministry. And for some reason, God put it in my life right now in this time of need. And it's helping me get through it. And it's helping me be stronger, because I'm not going to stop fighting. I'm not going to shut my mouth. I'm still going to every podcast, every radio station, everywhere I can hear my voice, every comedy station, and I will spread the word. Another thing, he wants to get me for slander. It's not slander if it's true. I'm sorry you went to jail. It's public records. I'm sorry you have a mental illness. It's public records. You're on medication. You know, even when I get the point when I brought it up that he violated me, he smirked. And I'll never forget that smirk. And do you have evidence? I have pictures, but do you have evidence of him actually doing it? I do have a witness that's seen the video, but she's traumatized to come to even go to court. So she won't go to court. And I understand that. I get it. But I mean, there is a witness out there. And I just want to apologize to all his exes, because I was really mean to them. And all they did was try to help and warn me, especially one of them. She reaches out to me every day. She's an amazing person. And the stuff that he would say about her, it would make me hate her. Like, he would be like, she was talking about you, this and that. And they turned into hate. And then I had to realize, that's not who I am. I'm not a hateful person. I don't have hate in my heart. So I started talking to her and realized we had so much in common. And she's traumatized from him. How she lasted so many years, I have to give it to her because there's no way I could have. It takes a strong person to be with a person like that. At the end, you know, like I said, God's going to take care of this. I also wanted to talk a little bit more about the awareness. And like I said, people just coming out, people are messaging me. What gives you the experience? Well, life. I actually went through it. Every topic that I talk about, I went through it. That's how I know. I can only tell you what I know, what I went through and how I felt and what was the outcome of it. You can take that as you like and choose your path, you know, but I hope you listen and learn something. That's what I'm trying to get across. If I can help one person, then I did my job. I don't care if 1,000 people are like, no, she's crazy, but one person listens, I did my job. And if I helped one life, that's good enough for me. And I'm teaching my daughters not to give up, and that's why I haven't given up. I'm not going to stop for my kids, and I will teach my kids. Mommy will go that extra length to put a predator in jail or at least be exposed for one, because this is not his first time. And if you look at his public records, once again, not slander, public records, he has history. This is how I found out, of domestic violence, restraining orders, different women. It's like you have to do your research before you start dating someone. It's really scary now. You don't know who you're with. You think you're like with this perfect person, like, wow, I hit the jackpot. He's into everything I am. You know, he really loves me. But no, he was coaching me, getting me ready. And I did do some stuff that, like, I'm not proud, but I will say it, you know. There was some adult stuff that we did, the stuff like that he said my daughter, but he used that in court to say, oh, that was the guy that she was cheating on with. And I was just like, are you kidding me? You're in the video. Like, how can I cheat on you if you're in the video? But, like, all these lies and like, you know, after talking to Kenny, like, he's my inspiration. You know, God is going to see you this, and God will prevail, you know. The devil does hide in the dark. So I just want everybody to be open and come out, talk about it, speak about it. If you know something, say something, and let's listen. Let's try to communicate. All this jealousy, all this hate, that gets you nowhere. This fighting. Yeah, I'm going to fight with my words. I can fight with my hands, but I will fight mine with my words, because that's going to hurt you harder and it's going to get you deeper. And it was sad because after court, his little brother followed me to my car and was yelling all this stuff. And then he got in my face and he said, what do you want to do? And he knows so well, I can easily hit him. If I hit him, who's going to go to jail? I am. He was just waiting for it. And all I could tell him, and I told him, oh, public records is not slander. Weren't you the one that went to jail because you hit your kids and they got taken away? And after that, he like flipped out. Like, he wanted to hit me. If it wasn't for this man, I believe his name was Craig. He's a big dude. He came up to me. He goes, he's all, little mama, you okay? And I said, no, this is a brother. I call him Chomos, which is a pervert. This is a brother of the Chomo. And he's mad about something and he's following me to my car. So the guy walked me to my car and scared his little brother because he went running. I never seen anybody run so fast in my life. He ran, and the gentleman walked me to my car, opened my door, and he said, everything's going to be okay. And at first, I was really upset because I didn't understand, like, why would the courts do this? But then I started praying, and I said, you know what? God has another plan for me. There's another plan. This isn't it, and I'm not going to stop here. If I have to go to whoever I have to go to, I will.